Yeah.
The Attorney General, Mr. President.
Hello.
The President.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's a very impressive fellow, isn't
Earl Inspector,
yeah.
Very much, sir.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's a really the right combination for, you know, the tough, of a strong prosecutor type, and yet he's got all those liberal touches that a person needs.
Right. That type is few and far between because they generally swing all the way or
they become
the
they completely soft or the otherwise, yeah.
Their liberal friends put so much pressure on them that they don't stand
sure.
up to their responsibilities.
Well, he's a guy we certainly want to watch for futures.
Yeah, I had a further talk with him after we left your office and set up a, we've had a liaison, but set up a definite plan of getting him into the political assessment.
And he'll play a role, Lee, I think.
Very much so.
I think he could be useful, and I think he'd be very useful because looking, however this race turns out, I think he's playing it exactly right. He'll be a great power in that. You just can't lose that city by 300,000 if he's really playing.
I would agree with that, and we have every reason to be dealing with him because he is the top Republican office holder in the area.
That's right.
And has campaigned for the mayor and mayorship and has done a good job, and anybody can realize that you go where the power is. So we will use him to the fullest.
Right.
And he is more than amenable to the situation because he does have ambitions in a number of directions.
Sure. He knows how to play, too. That's right. You know, I was just trying to recollect whether I spelled his name right. It's with a C or a K.
C. Yeah. C-T-E-R.
Well, if I did it with a K, the kid will know you got a special one.
No, I think I saw it when you were handing it over to him. I believe it was right.
It may be.
Oh, he was thrilled with that inventory.
Good. Well, on our operation yesterday, I was very pleased with it. I mean, I was, you know, the fact they had this flap over Murphy just made it a hell of a lot bigger story than it otherwise would have been.
I think that's absolutely true. And, of course, the stories are now coming over the wire today where the chiefs of police are defending the fact there wasn't any necessity to have Murphy or this other character, Tam, there.
Yeah.
So they're still stepping up to bat.
We couldn't have everybody, and, you know, it's the room only holds so many. In any event, I think the controlling factor was that Murphy had criticized the chief here. The hell with him. I mean, we're not going to...
Absolutely.
I'm not going to have him in the room, because we had unanimous opinion on that. And otherwise, with Murphy there, we'd have had a sour ball.
Well, in addition, that had been an insult to Jerry Wilson to bring him down here.
That's right.
And what it was done in the city.
Well, he isn't considered, John, is he, to be a great chief up in New York?
No place.
Good heavens.
No place. He's just a lib politician, that's all he is.
That's right. And one of Lindsay's. Of course, isn't it, what do you think of this running battle between Rocky and Lindsay? Is that just going to go on, or is that just part of the scenario up
No,
there?
It's going to go on, and as soon as that legislature's out of there, I understand that Nelson is interested in taking some definitive steps, such as taking over some of the functions, possibly, or possibly putting a commission like the old Seabury investigation in there to see what he's doing wrong, and I think he's going to stay with it because it's going to make him a lot more credible.
Yeah.
Rockefeller has been refusing to meet Lindsay's state aid request for the reason that Lindsay is not properly administering the city and expending his monies properly. So in order to make that credible after he gets through the legislature, I think he'll take further steps along some lines to prove this to be true.
Good. As a matter of fact, from all accounts, and of course I guess Ryland is a fellow that colors my comments, but I think Lindsay's just been a lousy mayor.
Oh, he's terrible.
He's a demagogue and a poor administrator and a...
What he has done, Mr. President, has caused him so much trouble. He's gone into this liberal community. There's not a single city employee that's working for him that's worth a damn. All the good ones have up and gone.
Yeah.
And he's got in all these do-gooders that are trying to run budgets and administer departments, and it just isn't working.
The good employees have left, the good tough.
Yeah. Yeah, they've all gone. And he had some good ones at the beginning. I helped him get some of them. But they've all packed out here a couple of years ago. And
what does he have then? Just sort of a bunch of intellectuals, so-called, or what?
Yeah, his top man, this Aurelio, is a liberal Democrat who is one of the complete do-gooders. And that's been siphoned on down all through his administrative organization and his advisory commissions and so forth. And they just don't have anybody there that knows anything about municipal government or how to manage it or have even a desire to do the right things. In other words, I'll take care of this welfare element and the liberal establishment, and the hell with the city's finances and how you administer a city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Well, will you keep your eye on Specter, though, for the future? He's the right age. He's got a great ability. And
yes, he is.
There'll come a time.
And John Lindsay's going to make a commencement address in New Hampshire this week.
Lindsay is?
Yeah,
that's
he's
nice.
Got three speeches, I understand. He's having quite a bit of difficulty to decide which one he's going to use.
You know, up, you mean in New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably kick us in the war.
Undoubtedly that, but he's got one of them that's real hard, and then a middle of the rotor, and a lighter one, and it may give some indication as to what he's got in mind.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't got very many places to go, but his people are still toying with it and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
His in-house staff are pushing him to become a Democrat as the only recourse he has, and some of his older people, particularly the ones that are raising the money, are trying to keep him in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, John finds it pretty difficult to make decisions himself, so he's having a hell of a problem.
Well, if he becomes a Democrat, they just chop him to pieces.
Oh, sure.
Hell, those guys aren't going to let some newcomer come in and take that piece of candy.
You bet they won't.
I mean, at least that's my view.
And a lot of them have got more axes than he has sitting there in New York City.
Mm-hmm. On the Republican side, of course, he could enter to become the sort of the fair-haired candidate of the liberals, but that only goes so far.
He's not going to do that unless he sees at the end of the tunnel, and I think he knows damn well that you can go run around and make a lot of noise, but you can't upset the Republican Party as far as the nomination is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he might, if he were smart, be looking down the road, you know, to 76 or some other place on down there and start to get some national exposure and so forth. But he learned in 68 that the Republican Party, a convention, is a conservative operation.
It sure is.
And that you just don't go way the hell out on the left and expect the party to go with you.
Well, basically, if Rockefeller couldn't do it, he can't do it.
Well, that's damn sure.
That's his problem.
Damn sure.
Okay, John.
Very good.
Take care.
Right, sir.